Right now, panel, it is time for you to answer some questions about this week's news. Roxanne, for the first mission to Mars, NASA is looking for scientists, engineers, and pilots, but they'll also be looking for a what?
A pet? Is a dog in space? You know?
No, no dogs, no pets.
No,
the kind of person.
I think they should have.
It's a kind of person.
I think they should have a dog in space. I think it would make space nicer.
Not for the dog.
It works for the first time until you let the dog out, and then you're like, no, not a dog.
Okay.
A kind of person. A person who's good at something.
A chef.
No.
A prostitute.
That's a terrible suggestion that I could never have gotten away with.
Now
so
wait, let's hear her out. Tell us more about this the space prostitute.
Tonight on Space Prostitute.
I'm going to need a hint.
Here's a hint. Thanks, everybody. You've been great. I'll be here for 8 months. Try the dehydrated veal.
A comedian?
Yes, a comedian.
That's going to get old really fast.
Yeah, I know.
Oh, it's a comedian. Can it be Louis C.K., please?
No, NASA is considering the value of including a comedian, professional or otherwise, on long-distance space flights. So if you thought you were interested in a voyage to Mars, you might want to think again, because you might get locked in there with Carrot Top.
I got to say, I've worked with many comedians. Very few of them have 6 months of great material.
I know. Well, that's the problem. What do you do? You're out there, and it's like, he stands up and says, well, you know, it's funny. I recently started dating again. And it was like, we've been here for 2 years. You haven't dated anybody. Even the prostitute doesn't want anything to do with you.
Beautiful night tonight. Anyone here from NASA? NASA, show of hands.
Where do you live, sir?
Right over there.
Coming up, our panelists answer one of the world's great eternal questions. It's Bluff the Listener. Call 1-888-WAIT-WAIT to play. We'll be back in a minute with more of Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me from NPR.